Diversity Music Group. Alex H. Alex H. The Bomb Factory. Success.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to properly introduce the most incredible beast from the east, live and live in color. NJ fitted to leather and soft butter. Color up, my dollars up, I'm winning exotic cars to women, women and more women. More sinning, I'm addicted to success. Blessed, young and gifted, the bar's been lifting. Started from the bottom, I'm now on top of the world. Look, ma, I made it, new most hated. Underestimated since I haven't been painting. Our stories aren't related, so they don't believe. But who cares, I'ma run a few years before I fade to black. My impact shift back to order to lyrical manslaughter in the first degree.
Got us. You're Green My Voice. I'm Joseph Fossey, getting the show started. Marie Tillich will join us shortly now. The New York Jets. It's Patriots Week, folks. It's Patriots Week. You know how we get about that? Real excited, real pumped to see if the 4-1 Jets can tackle and take on the 5-0 New England Patriots. It's going to be a outstanding battle. A little light on the injury front for the Jets, which is great. You're not gonna see Bilal Powell out there for the Jets this week. He's already listed as out. He's already listed out. Now, the one injury that I'm stuck at, we're all in Atlanta as well, is Willie Colon and his knee. Okay? Winters got in there, and it was still very noticeable. So, you know, hoping for the best league, but we'd love to see him get in there. Even if you're going to see a lot of Brian Winters, we'll be keeping an eye on that. We need the holes opened up for Christopher. Just a straight beast running over people, dragging tacklers, running by people. This Jets season has really been, you know, Chris every show. And, you know, Brett Marshall's and he's an outstanding number one wide receiver. It's great to see a team with a number one wide receiver. That's what Ryan Fitzpatrick has the luxury of dropping on top of. He's also got Decker on the other side. So you got those two outstanding weapons and a great game. Gate in the rear view, Tom going from almost being suspended the first four games to feeling and having that suspension thrown up completely. His first five games of the season have been outstanding. Another reason why he's considered one of the best quarterbacks in the league now and really being a popular as one of the best quarterbacks, you know, to play the game. New England has a great field general understanding, and he always seems to be doing it with whomever. So he's going to have to go ahead and light it up again. His defense is going to be short. A few players, you know, Cam's out. So the Patriots are going to be short on that defensive side of the football, the offensive side of the football. It's going to be against the Tom Brady show. So Ken Jets gets a half a sack. So I'm interested make an impact in his first game of the season back from his four-game suspension. So the New York Jets pretty much running on all cylinders right now on defense. You're seeing a secondary that isn't allowing, you know, too many big plays. You're seeing a secondary that you know, not Revis on one side. You know, on that side, and basically you might as well forget about that guy for the rest of the game. Antonio Cromartie, the secondary that's really, you know, really taking a hit, because I just don't think Cromartie is as fast as, of course, he used to be. You know, he's older now, he's in a lower body injury, so. You know, you expect, you know, slow down a little bit. But you know, you have to understand that the other offenses, that's where they're going with the football. Okay, that's where they're going with the football. So not as much as I'm paying attention to what Revis is doing, because he's always outstanding. You're not going to get money, you know, even though he beat a lot of his best weekend for a touchdown. You're not going to get too many people beating Darrelle Revis for touchdowns, you know, on a weekly basis. You know, that's an anomaly right there. They're going to be going to the other side. On the other side of the field, it's Antonio Cromartie. He's going to be the one that I'll be paying attention to Darrell Revis is, you know, an all-pro, probably one of the better, you know, best to, you know, play that side. He's been the best in the league for quite a few years. Pretty much every year he's been healthy. He's been one of the best, if not the best. Now, Buster Screen, he's suffering a concussion, so him having a head injury, he'll be out. But he was a great addition to that defense, and I know he's going to be missed. Let's see how the defense can recover from that. But one of the big stories of the New York Jets is special teams. No, I'm not talking about Jeremy Curley returning kicks. I'm talking about a guy who's going to be punting, because, you know, this could be 1-4-1, and that's great. You wonder how they can actually turn it up and take it to the next level. And it will be with the punt game. It will be with the special teams. And Steve Weatherford joining the New York Jets. So he's off the radio. He's put on Twitter. He drops the mic and laces up the cleats. Good for the Jets making that kind of move. Let's see what kind of impact Steve Weatherford will have. Let's hope that leg is nice and stretched out. You know, he stays physically fit, and I'm pretty sure he's kept his leg ready. You know, as a kicker, you probably realize that. You know, you're not on the couch too long. You know, sort of like backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Your team goes, we've already seen a couple of kick changes. We can go to the Steelers just for a pretty close example there. Well, my show just lost Mary to look. The New York Jets about to tackle the Patriots. Hey, let's not forget, after the show, like the pregame show again, some of these to pregame the show in London. So another AFC East foe, Buffalo Bills, will take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. 9:30 a.m. Eastern here. That's just going to be great. I love it. It's like a full day of football. So 9:30 a.m., I know exactly what I'm doing. Hey, this one's going to be on the internet. This is interesting. Right, so we're going to be able to watch that one on Yahoo. To watch that one. We're going to be talking to the great Reverend Ralph Mancini a little later in the show. He's going to pop on with us 8:30 a.m. to talk about the rest report. And that's where we'll talk about the division of the AFC East. We'll talk a lot about Bills, Jags. We'll talk about Dolphins, Texans. Twitter about the New England Patriots and the New York Jets as well. Don't forget it. AM folks, is bigger, better. Benway is Brian Benway joins us on the program. We'll go over not just some of the rest of the NFL, some of the college football, and other sports. Hey, man, NBA season starting up. And, of course, us here in the New York area know the Major League Baseball postseason is right. A Major League Baseball World Series is right around the corner. So get ready for that. New York, hey, they know who they're playing right now. It's going to be the Kansas City Royals. We're going to talk about that a whole lot more a little later. So back to your New York Jets. Ready to travel to Foxborough and tackle the Patriots team that really looks like they're, I mean, they're really geared up. You're looking at them, they have been basically some key players today. The New York Jets, the only injury that I'm really concerned about right now is the one to Willie Colon. I know Bilal Powell is an integral part of the passes in the flat, the catches out of the backfield by Fitzpatrick. But, you know, I just being that Ivory has more touches. I just like the chance that Ivory's going to get, you know, a few more touches than he normally would. You know, even if it's 5 or 6, I'd love to see what he does with football. I mean, the guy, he leans forward for 2 or 3 yards. He was pulling up yards 5, 6, 7, 8 at a time, it out, and really break a run. That's one of the things that just over the last few years, especially closely with Green and White, the Jets never really had. I mean, go back to Damian Thompson. Even when he was here with the Jets, he wasn't the LT of old. He could bust the play, there, but he wasn't the LT of old where every time, you know, you look back there and saw him, you knew he could rip off or go all the way. That wasn't the LT that the Jets got. So I'm really saying you never really had, and not for a very long time either, you never really had one player that you line up behind the quarterback and you give him the ball and forget about it. Like, you don't have time. He can take it all the way on any play. And then Chris Ivory brings to this offense. Don't think helping Ryan Fitzpatrick in the passing game. You know, having to drop the extra safety, or having to load up the box just to make sure that Ivory doesn't bust another one. I mean, it's giving you one-on-one matchups. Think about it. You're worried about Ivory. And of course, you see Brandon Marshall on the outside, so you're worried about him. So is it cheating over to help? They double him. It's a 5-5 DB situation. Either way, you're giving a better chance of catching a football, being that he's going to be still covered most likely. And then that's someone you want to bring in your tight end game. You're looking for a guy like Jeff Cumberland to impact the team. You know, I really want group for the Jets, and I'm predicting you're going to see a little bit more out of them. Of course, you know, you're playing New England, and they've got a tight end like Rob Gronkowski. You know, you're going to see tight end play from the New England Patriots and Tom Brady's. Tom Brady. And definitely, you know, make sure he finds his top target. Last week, I believe he only found him once, or if not none, for the first half. Then ended up finding him for some big plays in the second half. So never fear Rob Gronkowski's voice. Always somewhere near if Tom Brady's dropping back to pass there for the Patriots. Ryan Fitzpatrick had himself a few weapons, and that's what I was talking about. I really want to see, because that's the only way that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be able to have any time back there. Like I said, the Patriots do have some injuries. But a big game from Chris Ivory today would really go a long way in helping the Jets top the Patriots. The Patriots are beatable. The Patriots are very beatable. Okay. I do think a solid, especially with the injuries to the front and up the middle, you've got to take advantage of that. Now, are the Jets going to be able to take advantage of it with their own injuries alone? That's going to be the question mark. Is he going to be able to go? And if he goes, what percent do we have that? Does he have 50, 60, 70%? You know, I'm not judging the man's heart at all. I'm sure he's going to make every effort to get out there. But I want him at 100%, obviously. So if it's, you know, a spot between him and Winters, then I'm really going to be paying attention to how Winters, you know, subs in there. You're going to see a lot more of him, if not, you know, a consistent amount of him if Columbus can't go. So it's all about holes for the Jets. It's all about trying to push this New England Patriots defense and get them playing weary, get them to tighten up a little bit. Then give your guy Brandon Marshall a chance to go outside and really, you know, really impact this football team. It's awesome. I give them a chance at the football, and more likely than not, they're going to come down with it. And when they do, they come down and they make an outstanding play. You know, you see the Julio Joneses of the world, the AJ Greens, the Tony Jones of the world. These guys that you know, you throw the ball to, and it's for big yards. That's what you're getting from Brandon Marshall on this team, and it's fun to watch. And I just think, man, I just hope Ryan can get it there. You know, he's got a medium to well arm in terms of distance. It's not an outstanding arm for that, and that's where sometimes I think this offense could really fly. They could really send Marshall out and have Fitzy hit him for 30, 40 yard bombs. Can give Marshall a chance to catch and run. He'll be able to make up for those yards he wasn't able to hit him with in the air by giving Marshall a chance to get a few of those on the ground. The run after catch, a big thing for a big strong wide receiver like Marshall, shrugging away smaller defenders and defensive backs. So I'm anticipating a very good game. Okay, I'm not anticipating a blowout either way. Just Patriots game, always tight. Very few blowout games. We remember a few. There have been a few memorable ones, you know, but very tight usually. So, one, the New England Patriots, 5-0. This is one of the big games on Sunday. Now look, Sunday's got a very, very impressive slate of games. I mean, we started off the week great with Seattle, San Francisco. And now San Francisco does look like a shell of itself. I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen with this team at the end of the season. What improvements need to be made? Running like a man possessed, which is great. Colin Kaepernick looking very average to the below average. It's hard for this 49ers to admit why Kaepernick is being regressed in front of us, but all of his weaknesses are being exposed. He needs to be coached towards his strengths, and it's just it hasn't looked good often for the 49ers offense and them losing 3 to the Seahawks in San Francisco. Just don't like losing to your rivals, but that's how this week got started. Like I said, great slate of games. You're going to have Sunday night. You're going to have the Eagles in Carolina, you know, the undefeated Carolina Panthers, like the world beaters, and you pat yourself on the back for being able to, you know, remain consistent in saying that Carolina Panthers were just a little bit away from really being a dominant team. Of course, another dominant team is going to play on Monday night. Hiccup aside, last week, the Arizona Cardinals are going to face off against a team that's basically hiccuped all season, the Baltimore Ravens. So great primetime games. Also, this line game, Bills and the Jags, coming on right after us, the Green and White Show. Joseph Hunt, Mary Tillich. Mary will be around shortly. You can follow him on Twitter at Mary Tillich. You can follow myself on Twitter anytime at Jersey Hots. More great games locally. It's Dallas at the Giants, so the Giants are going to be hosting the Dallas Cowboys. A little, you always love what's local here. When the Cowboys come to town, it's a big deal. There's a large contingency of New York, New Jersey, Dallas Cowboys fans, okay? I know a lot of them. It seems like everywhere I go, there's at least one Dallas Cowboys fans, but you know the place is going to be filled up with Giants fans, and the Big Blues are going to be representing. See if they can keep the ball rolling. It's NFC East. It's going to be a goodie here at MetLife Stadium, so that's going to be a goodie. Hey, out west, they're going to have a goodie as well. The Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers. Watching the Chargers like last week, everybody's going to say that's hindsight, but you know how I feel about the line of scrimmage. Run, big run. Oh, well, San Diego Chargers will host the Oakland Raiders, so that's a good one out west. Okay. Another great game, Pittsburgh at Kansas City. We'll see what Pittsburgh does with their next, I mean, three quarterbacks already. Well, they're going to be playing back against the Kansas City Chiefs. You got the Saints. The Saints out in Indy. Let's see if Andrew Luck get that. Get the wheels back on. This one back on. Okay. The Saints, they got the most to win, but they need more. They're a team I'm very disappointed in how they started the season. And if they can turn it around, a team that's really excited and pumped about last week's result, the Detroit Lions, they will win a game at least in 2015. They will host the Minnesota Vikings. So, NFL football games out there. You know, I haven't forgotten about Cleveland and the St. Louis Rams. St. Louis Rams at NFC West, so you know, I would keep my eye on them. What can you say? It looks like they're going to try to show me up the season. I didn't think that we're going to be a team that just held it together consistently enough to win football games. We'll see if they can lie about it by the end of the season. Cleveland Browns will tackle the St. Louis under the dome. So there's a lot of great games. I didn't forget the Dolphins and the Texans. We're going to talk about that AFC East new head coach and the Texans, who, you know, a lot of people thought the Texans were going to do a lot better this season. And they're a struggling team. So they'll host the Miami Dolphins, what happens there. In terms of Foxborough, we're more concerned about the Jets at Foxborough. I'm already leaning towards calling a Jets victory in this game. If it was a home game, I'd really be really confident to pick the Jets, only because it's a road game, and I know what happens when you put up there in Foxborough. And Tom Brady's going to be lighting it up. I'm leaning to maybe you know what? Maybe what happens is maybe I'll wait. Maybe I'll get Reverend Ralph on when Reverend Ralph jumps on. We'll see if he can help either way. If he can help tilt me towards picking the Jets, which, you know, I'm sure they seem to be playing lights out, especially in Foxborough. So that would be a game that, you know, we'd love to see. Another game that we love to see. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington Redskins. Now, the Washington Redskins, I've skeptical of them for quite a while, and they really haven't done much to have me feel either way about them. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jameis Winston is a rookie quarterback, a world beater. And I've been watching him in Mariota, and they're good for draft picks, and they can make plays. That's understood. They can make plays, but let's see if those two teams can come up with victory today as the Titans host the Atlanta Falcons. Just another outstanding game there. And last but not least, out of all these games, one of the games that, you know, I mean, I'm gonna be interested in this game because I really want to see how the rest of the division is going to turn out. Okay, is it really going to be? Because the 49ers have shown me that they're the Rams, they're here or there. Okay, but the Arizona Cardinals, they've really proven that if they have Carson Palmer under center, they're going to be a very, very, very hard out this year. going to be looking at the Baltimore Ravens, who, you know, I like bigger things from Joe Flacco. I was always, you know, the impression that he was one of those quarterbacks like an Eli Manning that I have right there as one of the really good, kind of good to getting to be great quarterbacks. Like, you know, the Brady's the quarterbacks to great quarterbacks, and then Roethlisberger's kind of on the top of that class. And you know, you can throw a Matt Ryan in there, but then, you know, I want to throw an Eli Manning in there and Joe Flacco in. And of course, you know, you have to put Philip Rivers at the top of that, at the top of the group like that. So, yeah, I can't. I don't even know how I've got him. But, you know, so I always put, like, Eli and Philip Rivers, and of course, you know, it's a good trade for each other, which I always, you know, go back and remember which team would have done better with the other quarterback. Philip Rivers there, of course, but like Eli Manning and Joe Flacco kind of flop as are they the last one in that group. Yeah, I didn't say Matt Ryan. Ryan's a good quarterback. And, yeah, I didn't throw Andy Dalton in there yet. Andy Dalton's a good quarterback. I mean, they're going to be in that group as well. They're franchise quarterbacks. They're in there. They're above. They're just right there. I mean, Eli's got two Super Bowls. Everybody's going to say Eli's got two rings. How many you've got him so low? It's because just sometimes it's short balls and consistent. Sometimes he's just enough for me to question whether or not I should put him in the good grade. But he's in there in the good grade category. He's a consistent. He's a big Roethlisberger. And, you know, I believe in his consistency when he's under center. That's what he's doing every chance in the world to win every game. A big, strong guy. Throws the ball hard, throws the ball deep, throws the ball with accuracy deep, both short and deep. So, you know, and of course, he's got a plethora of weapons to advantage of as a Steelers quarterback. So we'll see what the Steelers do against Kansas City. Am I hating on Alex Smith for not throwing him in the category? He's a good quarterback. He's in that group as well. But we'll see how Kansas City do against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, going back to the local game and wondering how the Dallas Cowboys are surviving without them, that's going to be a nice matchup here in the rainy New Jersey area. It's not raining for the game, maybe just clouds. They said it's in and out today, so we'll see. The Jets and the New England Patriots in Foxborough. We'll see what the weather's like up there. It's a little cloudy, make it a little sunshine, but not expected to have too much rain up there. Some sprinkles, so cloudy sprinkles, but not really too much in terms of like a downpour. Now, this one weather guy's report, and sure enough, there's going to be some torrential downpour or some tornado or something. And weatherman, saw a good tweet from another game that I really want to pay attention to. And you have to be interested in one I really want to pay attention to is what do we call it? I've talked a little bit about the Oakland San Diego game, and I'm a big West Coast fan. You know, being that I lived out there for a while, and of course living out in the Bay Area, you got to pay attention to the Oakland Raiders and you know, them, do they have what it takes now to play consistently on offense and challenge? That's a question. San Diego coming off a loss last week, only able to take up the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field, just 4 yards short of making it a game. But I'm wondering how he bounced back from a game that 500, you know, or he struggled against the Raiders. We shall see in that matchup of Cali teams. I'm still feeling a little miserable about my San Francisco 49ers falling to the Seahawks, but we'll see. How they make up for it next week as well. They've turned it around. As far as the Seahawks are concerned, have the Seahawks turned it around? That's the big question. This win, the way they won, show that the Seahawks can still play the brand of football and come up victorious against the 49ers. Later, as a couple hours from now, kicking off in London, the Bills and the Jaguars, 9:30 a.m. It's going to be awesome watching them and checking them out on Yahoo. So we'll be able to check them out there as well. So that'll be nice, kind of leading up to that game. I love when we get football all day. There's some great college games that I wanted to talk about. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. And Brian Benway joins us for the group at now ready to join us around 8:30 a.m. will be the great Reverend Ralph Mancini. He'll come on to talk about the AFC East. And so we'll definitely get into Bills Jags. We'll definitely get into Dolphins Texans. But I want to get to talk with him. I really want to get into a Jets and Patriots with him, so it's going to be a great conversation. All right. Now everybody knows I'm a Mets fan. Like, why am I pretending that I'm not pumped, that I'm not excited, I'm not struggling for the Mets in the World Series against the Royals? So it's going to be like the kids on the block, and, you know, with the hair and Matt Harvey. And I mean, you've got a great set of four pitchers. Just look at the Cubs. Cubs getting swept away from the Mets. And to look like. I wonder if they didn't make it to the World Series, if they would have thought this season was a complete bust. I know some would have. What happened to Toronto and Chicago? They'll get swept up on the Mets. You know, I'm excited. I'm amped. I'm really, really. I just can't believe it. We're going to have a World Series game in New York, and it's going to be at City Field. We're going to talk a little baseball with Brendan Benway. Talk a little NBA. Regular season starts up this week. All your NBA fans, I know you hoopsters are excited. We'll talk about good teams. Talk about the bad teams. It's an exciting time at 9 a.m. with the amazing Brian Benway. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Brian Benway. That's with a Y, not with an I. Don't forget, you can follow Ralph and you can put it as well at Reverend Ralph. You can follow him on Twitter at Jersey Hossam and Amiri Tulip on Twitter at Amiri Tulip. So, Green and White Show, getting ready for the AFC East Rest Report. In the meantime, the New York Jets. Getting ready to take on the New England. They have an impact on this game in his first game back. Do you expect it? I just expect there to be consistency in punting. That's the one thing he's always been, a consistent punter. He's going to get the ball. He's going to give his teams a chance to get down the field and impact the game. So great to see Weatherford back in football pads. Not that he was bad behind the mic, but, you know, he's just better. And it's the kind of move that the Jets make that's going to take the team from not just, you know, good, but make them really good. They're able to pin teams deep with an effective punter, able to keep teams inside the 20, then keep teams from starting, you know, past the 20, inside the 20, spinning the ball on the 15. All those little things matter. You give this defense with the way Larry Williams is playing, with the way Muhammad Wilkerson is playing, the way David Harris is playing, you give this defense a chance with the goal line at quarterback back, that's going to be just a recipe for more plays being made by this outstanding defense. So the perfect storm, storming on D. I'm excited to see, you know, them up against Brady. I'm predicting a couple of sacks. I know Sheldon Richardson is going to want to get back there. So it's going to be great to see him back there. Another guy who it's going to be great to see is DeSimo Wilkerson. Good to see that they come, not one. So let me give you a quick perspective and get back to the rest of the Green and White Show. We're going to be joined shortly by Reverend Ralph Mancini. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Jersey Hoss. Hit me up. My inbox is josephhossnfl@gmail.com. Don't forget to also check me out at hostileinterpretation.com. HDOfTheNYJ.com, and many, many more. Now back to the Green and White Show. Joseph Russell and Mary Tillich. Now going to be joined by the great Reverend Ralph Mancini. In a moment, let's see if I can get him on here. All right. A little tech difficulty. I thought I saw him up there. Reverend Ralph on. Okay, bam, college football. Ohio State smashes my team, Rutgers. Everybody knows I'm a Rutgers grad. It was great to see hosting number one team in the nation, but it wasn't happening. And I was just glad we didn't get shut out. We scored a touchdown within the last minute of the game. You can see the Ohio State defense really wanted to shut out, but 49-7 is the score. Rutgers. It just wasn't happening for the RU Scarlet Knights. And you know, the part of the game that was really upsetting to me was that I was just, you know, watching the game. I was enjoying the game. But I really love the fact that these gorgeous Chet Chris and Kirk Herbstreit, who were clowning kind of spirit group as we have a cannon that fires every time Rutgers scores. And then they were sitting there all game and kept the camera Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit or half the last, but those guys not going all day. And then there was a big play on offense. And you see him get up. You see him get ready. Get the cannons loaded. Getting close. And the cannon goes off, and no one feels better about it than I. That's what I think. So, 49-7, it was great to see the cannon go off. other teams that went off. How about the Trojans taking out Utah? USC being able to, it's a really very, very, very tough loss for Miami. That was week 7-1 against Tennessee, so there's a lot of great college football there. Stanford in the night game, kids didn't catch it. I lost Stanford, so you know I was up for most of it. 31-14, Stanford takes out the Huskies. So a lot of college football. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention. And it was a tragic event there in Oklahoma State University homecoming. You know, got interrupted by a bad and 4 feet dead now as a car rolls through the parade and injures several people. So that was very chilling. To hear about that and then have teams go out for them. That's just tragic. And that's just real sad. So more details will be coming out about that. Let me get back to the show. You just wonder what happens sometimes. All right, NBA season begins as well. Don't forget that some of the teams will OKC ever. will they win? will they win the title already? They've been, in my opinion, on the cusp for several years. Or will it be a team? First in the Cavs play in the finals. I mean, seriously, you got LeBron James, who did get an injection in the back, set out the rest of the preseason, so don't forget that. James and the Cavaliers, and then you got the San Antonio Spurs with Tony Parker and just Mr. Consistency as well. So the Spurs and the Cavs, two of the top teams, always are, and they always are. And since they're going to be challenged by teams like the Clippers, right? The Rockets, if they can get the ball in there, that would be basketball in the end. It's going to be great in the West to see who's going to be able to topple the Spurs. You got a team like New Orleans who's just they're the next, and you're just wondering how long it's going to take before they really challenge. You got like teams like Wizards as well, who show that John Wall can be a leader of men, and that team looked very good. They have to come back next season, and how far they go. So there's going to be a lot of great NBA teams. Great NBA teams battling for position. The Lakers who need to get off the mat. Will the Celtics get off? It's going to be very interesting there to see how they match up. You've got, like I said, the Celtics. I momentarily mentioned the Celtics. You get to see if they can now, take it to the next step. Let's see what the New York Knicks can do. Carmelo Anthony back and, should be at full strength now, healthy and ready to help this team. You wonder how the New York Knicks will with their first round pick in a while. See what the New York Knicks can do in terms of making it interesting. The Brooklyn Nets. I like this team a lot. I grew up as a kid, root for the Nets and the Nets and of course the Bulls. We root for the Bulls and Michael Jordan, of course. But locally, he was a pretty tall guy, size, and he had such great time stuff. It was always a great shooting matchup between those two. It was always interesting. Jordan, of course, getting most of those guys. But the Nets, they challenged. They challenged. Watching the Brooklyn Nets now, where are they going to? I wonder if they're going to get together and make themselves a contender in the East. So, Nets and the Nets, who are going to attempt to bring playoff basketball to the area. We'll see what they can Amiri Tillich as well. Amiri Tillich not with us right now. You can follow him on Twitter at Amiri Tillich. You can follow myself. Now, what if my man Ralph Mancini? He's going to be joining us pretty soon, if I'm not mistaken, with the AFC East Rest Report. We'll be talking Bills and Jags. We'll get into a little bit of that right now. All right, let me see if I can take care of this, because I know I'm having a bit of difficulty, so let's see if I can fix this. Excusez-moi, so I can get the sound going. Let's see. Sound quality.
Okay, this should make for better sound quality. I don't know what's happening with my microphone, but it was definitely going in. This should make for better sound quality. Okay. Now. Okay. All right, that's better. Okay, now, back to the show. Sorry about the sound quality problem, guys, but finally I think I got that taken care of. Green and White Show, Joseph Haas, and Mary Tillich. Let's see if you guys can hear me. Let's see. Okay, perfect. All right, good. Now, back to the show. Okay, as I was going to talk Bills and Jags, I know a little tech difficulty, but it's going in and out there, but I think I got that figured out. Rex Ryan and his troop going in against Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's see if the Bills have settled in on a quarterback. They are going back and forth there. E.J. Manuel, he showed a little bit in his effort last week, but Rex Ryan still having a problem with who's going to be in and out and under quarterback for his team, the Jags, know who they have and who their future is under center, and that's Blake Bortles. I like what I see from him in his second year. I when they drafted him as high as they did, I was a little skeptical, but after, I mean, watch, because he just kind of came out of nowhere in his last year in college, but he showed that he was a big, strong quarterback. He could make most of the throws, so, you know, you got to respect his talent. But after seeing him in his first year as an NFL quarterback, it was a little shaky. And then him showing the maturity of being able to continue to lead this team, and then coming in this season, first couple of games, I really saw something in him. So I thought that maybe, you know, the Jags would be doing a little bit better than they're doing now. So let's see, Jags, Bills, let's see who's able to tackle in. And in good old London. So another great game in London. Let's see. If I can't get this tech difficulty to stop, I'm going to have to cut the show a little short, and I apologize for that, because I can hear that it's going in and out, and I know that it's very hard to understand me. So I'm going to cut this show a little bit short, guys. I want everybody, and plus, hey, it's going to be football in a little bit while anyway, so I'm going to cut the show short. We're going to have Brian Benway join us next week at 9 a.m. We're going to have Reverend Ralph join us next week at 8:30 a.m. I'm going to have Amiri Tillich join us next week at 8 a.m. And I will join you again next week at 8 a.m. So as we always end the show, we go, God bless, go Jets, turn us up, and take it home.
Diversity Music Group, Alex H. Alex H. The Bomb Factory.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to properly introduce the most incredible beast from the east, live and living color, in shape fitted to leather and soft butter. Color up, my dollars up, I'm winning exotic cars to women, women and more women.
morphed in, and I'm addicted to success. Blessed, young, and gifted, the bar's been lifting. Started from the bottom, I'm now on top of the world. Look, ma, I made it, the new most hated. Underestimated since I haven't been painting. Our stories aren't related, so they don't believe. But who cares? I'ma run a few years before I fade to black. My impact shifts back to order to lyrical manslaughter in the first degree. Whatever's not given, I'ma take it. Cut these niggas, take it, this business is cutthroat. Box cutter, so I don't get boxed under. Success brings jealousy and envy, so hopefully they forgive me for enjoying the hate. It's just I'm caught in the moment, let me catch the feeling. Sky's the limit, so what the fuck is the ceiling? After my first million, I'm gunning the 100+. Incorporated us, real estate and fashion. My passion, love, and hip-hop brought me a long way from the days I pitched rope. Clean up, man, did my cleaned up. Took that dirty money and gave it a clean cut. Ain't an avenue these feet ain't touch. How I rise in the clutch, hit my knee and got right back up. Success, young, young, fresh, fresh. Go to the day y'all break, y'all fresh. Popping bottles, blowing clouds of blue. Dream chasing, brought my life to you. Success, success, young, young, fresh, fresh. Go to the day y'all break, y'all fresh. Popping bottles, blowing clouds of blue. Dream chasing, brought my life to you. No lights, I illuminate the room. It's up to y'all to consume. I left it in pure form. Standing empire, prepared for King Kong. King Great Alexander, no wait. I'm in another mind state, so it's ace of fate. What you found in the workplace is a diamond covered with shit. And take closer with guarantees to get the attention of the masses. Running this backwards, I'm so ahead of my time. Take a look at the future. Put it in pause, I'm still in motion. The hood love it every time I'm boasting. I got a right to. I gave life to father to no sale. I'm a young dirty bastard. So graphic, I make classics. The beat now, turn it up or not. Success, young, young, fresh, fresh. Toast to the day, y'all fresh, y'all fresh. Popping bottles, blowing clouds.